Under the Beetle's Cellar by Mary Willis Walker. This book is read by Anna Fields. The sun turned black like sackcloth made of goat hair. The whole moon turned blood red, and the stars in the sky fell to earth as late figs drop from a fig tree when shaken by a strong wind. Revelation, chapter 6, verse 12. Chapter 1. Walter Deming hadn't cried since September 2, 1968, but he sure enough felt like crying now. The light bulb at the back had gone out while he slept, burned out, most likely, leaving them with just the 60-watt bulb that hung in the pit outside the open front door. So meager was the illumination from that one pathetic bulb, so cold and scant it could barely be called light. Here in the middle of the bus, as Walter did his morning count, it provided just enough light to discern shapes by. Maybe this was the way the world ended, not with the fireworks Samuel Mordecai kept ranting about, but with a simple, gradual fading of the light, a blurring of detail until everything vanished. It would end not with a bang, but a whimper. And whimpering was exactly what Walter felt like doing, especially when he thought about what it would feel like when that last bulb burned out too and cast them into utter darkness. They'd had a taste of that the day it happened, 46 days ago. The Jezreelites had herded them into the dark barn, Walter and 11 sobbing, terrified children. Two of the Jezreelites had put their rifles down and dragged the wooden slab to the side, revealing a raw hole in the earth. One of them walked to the barn door and flipped a switch. From inside the hole, a light glowed up.